You're standing in front of what was once the Fun Gallery. This is Patty Astor. I always say that the Fun Gallery started the day I met Fab Five Freddy. It sounds unbelievable now, but back in 1980, no one downtown had ever heard of rap music, breakdancing, or graffiti art. My club pal and gallery partner, Bill Stelling, offered this small space to fix up as an art gallery, the first in the East Village. In response to the big, boring, white loft, white wine openings in Soho, filled with stuff that you needed to go to art school to pretend to understand, we broke the art world wide open, serving daiquiris, rock and rap on the box, and gasp, showing Black and Latino artists. The unique Fun Gallery crew of downtown artists and hipsters, beat boys, rock movie, and rap stars kicked it with the neighborhood kids, museum directors, and uptown collectors in their mink coats and limos. Picture this street jammed with hundreds of people for the openings. But ultimately, our success led to our demise. When the art school business graduates started to move in, renovating tenements for $200,000 is up. We couldn't compete with that, nor did we want to. It's always better to leave the party before it's over. But the Fun Gallery was not just a place. It was a state of mind that lives on in our paintings, photographs, films, music, and memories. The fun's not over yet.